It is Fish Family Solutions every Tuesday right around this time with our team of marriage and family therapists, one of which is Joel Walton. And the question for you, Joel, this morning, I am pulled between being a mom and my career. How do I find balance?
That's a great question, Jody. And if you ever played tug of war as a kid, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that for a lot of career moms, they describe their life exactly the same manner. Family and kids pulling one direction with career and business goals pulling in the other. You know, currently about 61% of households have working moms, and for many of them, they're left feeling that in order for one to win, the other's got to lose. But it doesn't have to be that way. The first thing working moms need to do is realize that they got to give themselves a little bit more grace just to not be perfect. Be more realistic on what you can actually accomplish in a 24-hour day. You know, stop comparing yourself with so-called super moms you see on Facebook, because if the truth were told, they're probably not that super in real life.
Right.
The other thing to remember is too often the harder you work, the more others expect from you. So stop trying to be all things to all people. When at work, minimize distractions so when it's time to go home, you can do just that, go home. And when you're at home, focus on being present with your family and not thinking about work. You know, save those work emails until after the kids' bedtime. Balancing work and family requires intentionality. You know, we all have areas in our life that are competing rather than complementing one another. The goal should really be about shifting your life from the tug of war to that of the teeter-totter. The focus should be on finding balance where both sides are able to share in the excitement of soaring by the success rather than the cost of the other. So if you're tired of the so-called tug of war, maybe you should let go of the rope and find a teeter-totter.